My sisters and brothers, may the Lord give you peace. Good morning. Merry Christmas. I thank you for coming out this late and certainly for a bit of snow. I understand there was a little snow squall after I got in the building. My commute is terrible. All right, so we have this wonderful feast to celebrate. And as I've contemplated this feast over the course of time, I can only consider more and more that what we celebrate is the incredible love that God has for us. The incredible love that God continues to offer to us, to enfold us, to gather us in, and to be our liberator. As we think about this feast of God's love, we think about what love is for us, and the power and the grace and the gift of that love. What it is to be loved, to be truly loved by another. What it is for us to love, to give ourselves away, to give ourselves totally to the other. How powerful and wonderful that love is. And so this night, we remember the birth of Jesus. But in remembering the birth of Jesus, we remember the ongoing, continually unfolding story of God's tremendous love for men and women. As we listen to that opening prayer, that this love of God is unwearied. This love of God is tremendous. And it unfolds for us in time, not simply in the time of Jesus, not simply in the time of the ancient scriptures, but unfolds in our own day. So the invitation for us is to reflect for ourselves once again on the wonder of this God who is love and whose desire from the very beginning was to be with us. Desire has always been to be with us. In our great insecurity, we have thought that God would send God's Son to us, God would send Jesus and the embodiment of God with us because we were such wretched sinners. But God sent God's Son among us because God desired us. God loved us from the beginning. After all, someone who is a great lover is not the one who holds the sin against you. Someone who is a great lover is the one who forgives. The one who seeks always to heal the broken and fragile relationship. God is this one who is for us that great lover, who desires to heal everything that tears us apart, every bit of divisiveness. As we listen in the prophet Isaiah, the people who walked in darkness, the people who walked in the confusion, in the darkness of division, who walked in the darkness that said, "I am not enough. And if I'm not enough, surely you aren't." Who walked in the darkness have seen a great light. The people who walked in that darkness have been invited to see for themselves the light that is God's love, that permeates the darkness of our world, of our time, of our very person, that permeates us. Sometimes some of us are afraid to be seen in the light. Yet here is the one in whose light we are always seen in love. The one who always sees what is best in us, what is wonderful about us. The one who sees us for who we truly are, without our mask, without hiding. And as this text from Isaiah unfolds, we are told indeed this child will be born. And this child who will be born will help us to understand and to know the greatness of God's love for us and for all. And the author begins to talk about the various names: Wonder Counselor, Mighty Hero, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. But perhaps you and I could come up with our own names for this one. Not one of them is retribution. Not one of them is wagging a finger. Not one of them says, I will step on you and hold you down. But everyone lifts us up and calls us to liberation and to life. We listen to the text in the gospel, and we hear the story certainly of the birth of Jesus, but also that angels are sent from God to shepherds, to the poor, to those who live outside the city, to those who cannot be trusted, to those no one truly understands or believes. And to them, the glory of God is revealed. The wonder of God is poured forth. God's love is for everyone. It is for the outsider, the one who is not believed, the one who is told you cannot belong with us, as well as for the one who has a privileged place. We celebrate this night the unbelievable, unwearied love that comes to birth for us in the experience of Jesus, but has always been the name for our God, has always been the reality of our God. Perhaps if we are able to enter into that experience, to shift our focus, to shift from sin to love, to see our God as the one in whom love is always realized, always seen, always known. Perhaps we could see each other differently. Perhaps we could see in that light, having moved out of the darkness and into that incredible light that radiates from the one who embodies God's love in human flesh, Jesus. But inasmuch as Jesus is the one who embodied God's love for us, so too we, in whom God's Spirit has chosen to dwell, are the embodiment of that love. We are the possibility of transformation, not only for ourselves, because after all, if we have ever been truly loved, we know it has changed our hearts. It has changed our lives. It has invited us to see what we never imagined we would see. So, entering more deeply into this love, we become the light by which others see in God's love. We become the radiance, the brilliance of God. As Christ, so we.